Kindergarten darf man sagt das Gesubes darf sein auch das beginnen man auch beginnen Tres Mastel to begin with the words of the Gemara totally Rav the Rebbe Ben Achite. So what does that mean? So Pesha Ben Achanal he explains she Eilos Harba Shalom. He asked him many questions. Why the Igris Tefuda Zula Zul? And the letters were stitched one with the other. Ubein Eisim Tefida is cause of Shalom. Between the stitching is where he asked him this question as totally Rav the Rebbe Ben Achite. Between the stitching. Now, Bukunjit Pesha Rashi explains Ben Ashit between the lines. That he suspended it between the lines of the letter. At all, because she gained so much, so she doesn't have to get the tenth that she would have gotten before now that the two daughters split the Yerusha. Which Tay says, you have to stop it. Now you have to wonder, what happened with this 10 daughters? The Lekker Avach Beis, now she's not gaining anything, because she's only getting a tenth anyway, which would have been the tenth she would have gotten. Now what's Alocha? Would she also be Mavater? To be okay without getting her tenth first, which not really gaining anything. Next is Matam with the word the Gemara Ishtik. So Amemi didn't say anything. So, from there, so we want to infer that how he held regarding the Salocha, she's considered as the Yeresh Sobachai. Now, says Tayyis, Mekan Rogo Benatam. So from here, Rabbeinatam had a custom, which Yeresh Bidin when he was sitting in the court case, Mechem Ibali Dinan. And one of the litigants, Megazim Lechaber, was exaggerating to his friend, man, and he says, but then this and this, how much you owe me in judgment. So Ragalai Rabbein Tam Leimer, Rabbein Tam's custom was to say, Shekat to W Lai. Kalei Schaib is not obligated. Because she ain't like Dan Lemakim, because if the judge doesn't have to speak up and say this, so what was Rabbein proving from the fact that the Mim was silent? Obviously, from the judge being silent, you could infer things, and therefore he made sure not to be silent when he heard a false claim. He makes this masal the Basim. That they to collect for the girl the tenth nesachim from the rent of the house. And then they take a look. It says, what's the case talking about the rental? It's regarding rent that's going to come from the rental house. Of course, she collects it. A house is considered karka. It's connected to the ground. And why not? Karka should collect from. And if it's regarding the rental that they already collected already, that's regular move blind. That's regular money. So she cannot collect from that. So how do we understand? Either for sure, yeah, or for sure, no. The same what you can say is no. The buyer is kira bais l'shana. We're talking about where it was the annual rental, the rental for the year. The renter was there for half a year. No, although he's already obligated what they were there already. You collect that money that already were from the past 6 months. That's already post that half a year. It's not considered metalim because the skiris isn't metalim. It's still a rental is only obligated to pay at the end. So it's still a karka in the sense that it wasn't yet time of the payment. So we'd still view this as a piece of property that she has a share in, and hence that karka that she gets her is in the chasam to am. And said, and let him be excommunicated in Mandalay Lemon, whoever does not tell Rav Anan, that referring to Rav Sheshes, this dire message. And then it says, it says, even though he ended up telling him, he hates Sarchafara, why doesn't the Gemara tell us that he needed to have a nullification of this Chayrim? The Gemara says, that a Nidal Tanai, even if you do a Nidal with a condition, even if you fulfill the condition, Sarchafara, you still have to nullify that Nidal. And nobody knows me, Yehuda. The Sivka says in the Pasuk, if I'm not going to bring Yosef back to you, then I'm going to be a sinner to my father all the days. And Ava Bishakam tonight we see, although he fulfilled the condition and he ended up meeting up with Yosef, and his bones are rolling around in the coffin, even though he brought back Binyamin. So Bishlam says, what you can say is the Hanamili, when do we say that you need to have a far, even though you fulfilled the condition, is something that the menuda, the one who is the subject of the nida, is misupik, is not shobashasa nida at the time of the nida, if he's coming back, if he can fulfill the condition. Just like over there. Because he can't really, for sure, know he's going to be able to bring back Binyamin, because the me'ari begambi, because we're running lions and thieves, the b'day shemayim, that's at the hands of heaven, lo'ay yochel shomayim, cannot protect him. And therefore, v'kila in t'nai klad, it's like as if there's no stipulation, as if it's explicit chayrim, because you can't definitively say you'll fulfill the condition. That's why Yehuda, without the afara, was still punished. Where of course it's within his ability to fulfill the condition and to say over what he was told to say. Therefore, you don't need to have any nullification of that. Nidui, this is from Rabbeinu Tam.